Now listen to this. Help me do it, Lord. Let me read the scripture first. Psalm 103. You ready for this? I'll get back to it. Psalm 103. 20. When you get it, say amen. 103, verse 20. I'll tell you what he said. Then I get back to the other part. When you get it, say amen. Blessed be the Lord, ye his what? Angels. That what? That excel in strength. That do his what? Hearken to the voice of his word. He said, angels. Now listen to what he said. Angels is not like you, but they excel in strength. I want you to know they are mighty because I made them that way. They excel in strength. They do his commandment. They are not going to do anything else. They are made that way. They do his commandment. They hearken to the voice of his word. And when you speak his word, angels retreat his word coming out of your mouth like God said it. They really don't know the difference when it's in faith. Because they, now listen, they are designed, they are, this is the way they're made. He said, but you, I made you like me. You can choose to obey me or you can disagree with me. Like Adam did. That's what Adam did. It cost him, didn't it? He said, but if you say something, if you speak my word in faith, and the angel that I assigned to you, they are respond and act on what you said like I said it. Whoo. Are y'all listening tonight? Whoo. He said, but you are created as I am. Now, let me go and read it to you and show you what he did. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. I'll come back to that. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Whoo. Then verse 15, this is in the King James. Who is the what? Image of the invisible God. Who is the image of the invisible God, the what? Firstborn of every creature. Keep going. For by him were what? All things created. That are where? In heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be what? Thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Let's go a little further. Keep going. And he is before what? He is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head. Now listen good now. And he is the head of the body. He is the head of the body. You have a body Are your body separated from your head? Or do they all work together? Do your body sometime insist on you doing something that you know is not right? But what he wants you to see, how one you are with him, and we're going to talk about some things just in a minute. He is the head of the body, the church. Who? He made it plain, the church. Which is what? Which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus is the firstborn. First one that ever was born from the dead. And he's the head. Firstborn from the dead. That in all things, how many things? He might have what? Preeminence, first place, number one. Nothing should come before him. Let me read you something else real quick. Whew. Yeah, I'll do that. Let's go to Ephesians 1:20. Ephesians 1:20. And we'll come back there in a minute. 1:22. I'm reading this from the Passion Translation, okay? And he alone. Who? This is Ephesians 1:22. And he alone is the leader and source of what? Everything needed in the church. You know how we try to go out and help God and go get this and we bring this in. We get this song, we get this, that, and we get this. He don't need that. He needs you to who he is and what he has given, and you learn how to follow him. He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus and has given him the highest rank above all. And giving him who? You can't get no higher. He is the chief executive, chief commander of the church. If he said, this is what should happen, this is what should be done, it should be, yes, sir. But what did James say? If you ask, doubting, you like the waves of the sea. Don't let that man think he'd get anything because you didn't say yes, sir. You start using your unrenewed mind. And some start listening to the wicked, twisted, lying devil. What if? You ain't going to get that. If he said it, it should be, yes, sir. Pay attention. Yes, sir. And when he release you, you go. Take an action. That's the way they did us in the army. When they gave a command, we say, yes, sir. March. Huh?